Hello, everyone. Welcome to the very first episode of the Maternity Live podcast. I am so excited to finally be able to share so many things with you, but most of all, this podcast, because so many people have been asking me to do a podcast for a really long time, everything from work-life balance, career advice, dating advice. And, you know, I thought a lot about it because there are a lot of podcasts out on the market about those topics. And I feel like people listen to a lot of podcasts about those things. And I always think about how I can be different, how I can offer up a new point of view, something interesting to share. And given I'm in this new phase of my life, just about halfway through my pregnancy, just add that on top of all of the different advice I can give, I figured now was probably the best time to share everything that I could possibly share about everything that I'm learning, everything that I'm hearing, everything that I'm experiencing with so many of you. And I think for me, and I'll be totally honest with you, and we may or may not shed a few tears on this podcast, but I have definitely had a more difficult time with everything changing and happening in my life. And I think one of the things I noticed is that there's not really a great source of real and honest information, discussion, conversation about things that happened in your life during the many different stages of life, whether that's when you find a new significant other, when you find a new job, when you get pregnant, motherhood, fatherhood, parenthood. And so I really want this to be an environment for all of us to kind of share everything that we're dealing with, struggling with, learning. And I, too, am going to be very open and very honest about all the things that are happening to me that I'm struggling with, that I'm excited about. Because the reality is that life is really fucking hard. And I will also say that pregnancy is really fucking hard. And I don't think that enough people feel comfortable saying that. I think most of the time, if you look at Instagram or social media in general, everything feels so cookie cutter. Everything feels so filtered. And I think most of the time you feel like you kind of have to keep up with the Joneses. But I'm here to tell you that I'm not about to be keeping up with the Joneses. This is not what this is about. And I think that there are many places for you to find those sorts of things. But this is going to be real talk at all times. And so, as I said, I'm super excited to be able to share all of this with all of you. And I think now is probably the best and perfect time for me to be sharing. Because I think one of the things that I have come to learn is, one, Google or just searching in general is the enemy, right? Like everything that you look up, you think you're probably going to die, doing it wrong, something terrible is going to happen to you. You think, too, if something has happened to somebody else, why hasn't it happened to you? And I think about that a lot because I'm in a lot of different Facebook groups and just read a lot of different blogs and forums, which honestly I need to stop doing because it drives me fucking mad. But I think about, oh, why didn't I feel my baby kick at this week? Or why don't I have as much maternity leave as the next person? And I think you can't really compare yourself to other people. And I think that's another thing that I really want this community and this environment to be about, is just really sharing things that are, you know, maybe that you're struggling with or maybe that you are frustrated that haven't happened to you yet. But then also the positive things too, because there's so much that's exciting about life as well. So basically the format of this podcast, and because this is episode number one, I really want to kind of take a very open approach with everybody. So give me the feedback. If you leave it on Facebook, if you leave it on Instagram, if you email me, trust me, I will find it. And I want this to be a place where you guys share the things that you want to hear, the things that you want to hear from me, the guests that you want to hear. I will be bringing on different friends, family, people going through pretty much every phase of their life, whether you're trying to get pregnant, whether you never want to get pregnant, whether you already have kids, whether you're aunt of the century. This is a very exciting episode because we're going to have some of the world's greatest to be aunts joining us. And I just want this to really be an environment where everybody shares. So here's how the format's going to go for this very first episode. I'm calling it the Big Three. Obviously, three trimesters is what, you know, I'm currently experiencing throughout this pregnancy journey that I am on. And so each week I want to tackle three big topics for us to really dive deep into, whether it's me and a family member, me and a friend, me and a guest. And I want that to really be informed by what you guys want to hear from me, what you guys want to hear from the guests. So without further ado, I think topic number one is pretty obvious, And what I really want to share in this episode is just the story of how I found out I was pregnant and really what went into that decision for me. I've been married now for a little over a year, and we always knew we wanted to start a family. We really focused on the fact that we wanted to have a year of just us and then really think about broadening our family. So from our perspective, we went on our honeymoon in October, and that was probably right around the 9-10 month anniversary mark of our 1 year. And we wanted to start trying on the trip. Now, we know that getting pregnant is very difficult. And so we figured that knowing that we wanted to have the year to us, we would give ourselves a little bit of a head start to start trying. And so we actually started the night before we left for the trip. It's kind of like funny to talk about, like, here's the first time I had sex, but that's the reality of it. So went on our honeymoon, had an amazing time. And when we came home, it was like 3 days after we came home, I had been a day late for my period. But the reality is that when you're traveling, when you're drinking, when you're eating, especially the way that I was, you know, you can't expect to have a regular period after that. So I, for one, was like, there's absolutely no way that I'm pregnant. This is just par for the course. I'm sure I'll get my period tomorrow. And my husband was like, come on, let's just take a test. He was so excited by the whole thing. He really wanted to just see what the possibilities were. And we wound up taking a test. I actually just like peed on it and kind of left it there in the bathroom because I knew for sure that it was not going to be positive. Went back into the bathroom about 5 minutes later, and I literally could not believe my eyes when it was positive. I really just actually thought that it was not accurate because that second line that comes up on the pregnancy test can sometimes be so light. But they say that even if there's a hint of a line, that means that you are pregnant. So I made my husband run to the store back and forth like 16 different times to buy 4,500 different tests, everything from the digital version of Clear Blue to First Response, just thinking that each one might say something different. And each one of them were positive. I mean, I've never drank so much water in my life to keep the stream of pee going just so that I could keep taking those tests. And I still have them. I put them in a plastic bag. And I wound up running over to my mom's house, whipping the bag out of my pocket and sharing that we were pregnant, which was just so exciting. We were literally 4 or 5 weeks pregnant so early, but it might have been also like subliminally, like felt like something was different with me. I started like feeling really hungry. Maybe it was just like, oh, I knew I was pregnant. I could start eating more. But the next day I had everybody over at my house, all of my sisters and their husbands, and pretty much shocked them when I told them that we were pregnant, where they were absolutely hysterically crying in the cutest, most amazing possible way. And it's really just been a journey from there ever since. I think one of the things that I realized is when you know that you're pregnant, like you just always feel pregnant, but people who say they don't know for a while, I don't know, man, I got a hard time believing that because right from the beginning, I just started to feel super tired. I got really nauseous, especially in the mornings, and it was a hunger that I have never felt before. I can honestly tell you I would eat 2 of the biggest bowls of cereal every single morning. And since I did gain quite a bit of weight in my first trimester, my doctor did encourage me to stop doing that, and I have. And I'm really proud of myself for that, actually, because I miss cereal every single day. You know, it's really funny. There's this great app, The Bump, that every day kind of shows you how big your baby is based on where you are. And the other day, my baby was the size of a bowl of cereal. And I thought, you know, I wonder if this baby is the size of the bowl of cereal that I ate to get it to said fucking size. So that is a story of how I found out I was pregnant. It is an absolute blessing and a miracle that it just happened in the way that it did. And I feel so grateful. But I'm also going to be the first to tell you that it is so fucking hard. My body is really struggling, like in the sense that I am constantly tired. If I sit down for too long, like my hips literally lock into place. Takes me like a few minutes to like, I basically just wiggle my hips around like both directions just to keep it fucking moving. I mean, when I have to wake up in the middle of the night just to go to the bathroom, I swear to God, I hold it in so that I don't have to go. And here's the reality of this podcast. I literally just had to stop it to catch my breath because that's par for the course. Sometimes I get out of breath and honestly, I'm sitting on a wonderfully lovely couch and I can't even fucking breathe. So, you know, maybe being 5 months pregnant wasn't the time to start a podcast, but I also think it's helping me because, you know, I'll develop how to breathe better. Second big topic that I want to talk about, which is something that I've actually been talking a lot about with people close to me, is being in this phase of my life, or I actually think being in any phase of anybody's life. I am right now, I was talking to my sister Claudia about this morning, like I'm on the warpath. There are so many people in my life that have either really stepped up or really haven't. And the people that really haven't, I'm absolutely done with. And I think, I don't know if that's me being a little bit emotional, just, you know, obviously the hormones are raging and the emotions are running high. But I also think that it's a really good time to self-reflect and think about, you know, at this current part of my life, like, who do I want to be a part of my child's life? Who do I want to be in my life? Who is somebody that I feel like I can count on? And I'm so absolutely so blessed that I have so many wonderful people. But I am now in this current phase of my life where I, you know, I'm not just going to have people stick around because they've been in my life for 20 years. And I talk about this often with my husband because I think that he, you know, he understands and he probably feels the same way, just knowing that he is growing up as well and maturing. And, you know, people have always said not everybody is meant to be in your life forever. And I actually think that's really true. Just a lot of times when you're stuck in a current phase, like I remember when I was in college or right after college, like I used to go out with, you know, same group of girls all the time. And it was like a going out crew. But it's like, I'm not friends with those people anymore because, you know, we're just not maybe in the same life place, or I'm not in that place anymore. And so I don't know. I think this is something that I'm struggling with because I don't want it to be emotional based. But I also really feel like a lot of, you know, number one, there are going to be a whole new host of people who come into my life. And I'm very ready and excited for those people who are kind of matched with where I am in this life phase, and I'll match with where they are. But I don't know. Some people have really surprised me, and I think, you know, what do you do about that? That's kind of where I am right now in terms of thinking about my relationships and my priorities. And I think, you know, it's not just about being pregnant. I think at every phase of my life, I've kind of, you know, trimmed relationships or really strengthened relationships over time. But I don't want to make a very significant decision that I might not be able to come back from. So, you know, find me online and let me know what you think about that. I'm sure a lot of you are probably going through something similar too, just in terms of having people in your life that don't bring anything positive. I'm just done with that, you know? I don't want people who just kind of, you know, every time I see a text from them, I'm like, ugh. Or I don't see a text from them and I'm like, wow, it's really shitty that I haven't heard from that person. So that's kind of something that I'm really struggling with right now. I will keep you guys updated on how I continue to ride that wave and feel about that. But I also really want to highlight, like, there are so many people in my life who have really stepped up, people that I haven't heard from in such a long time who have really reached out to give me their whole set of advice, who have gone out of their way to see how I'm doing, who, you know, just I have really surprised me. And it also makes me think about, like, who I am as a person and would I go out of my way for that person, or have I gone out of my way? Like, I think I also, especially knowing that my time is about to be sucked up even more, who do I want to allow time for and who do I want to really give of myself? I think part of what I really want this podcast to be too is really thinking about, like, how to manage your time. Like, even if you're not pregnant, you have so many things going on in your life. You have a whole host of friendships, maybe a relationship, you have your family, you have work. You know, there's only a little bit of sliver of time for other people. Oh, and don't forget about the sliver of time for yourself. So for me, add pregnancy onto that. Like, who do I actually want to allocate time for with the little allocation I have left? And so I think that that's something ongoing for me that I will certainly keep you all abreast on. But it's definitely been a struggle. I think sometimes I think, like, a little too much into situations. I'm very introspective and probably make more of a mountain out of a molehill than I need to. But, like, honestly, I don't fucking care. That's who I am. If I feel a certain way about a situation, then you know what? That's how I feel. So that I would say is big topic number two that I really wanted to kind of like set the stage with, because I think that that will be an ongoing theme that you'll hear from me each episode. And number three is some, just, I want this one to always be fun and to be ongoing and changing depending upon who the guest is or who's coming to, you know, share their advice and share their stories. But for me, what we're going to talk about today are the three things that are currently saving my life. And number one, without a doubt, is Saltines. So Saltines, if you want to sponsor this podcast, I would gladly accept. So I will say, now that I'm halfway through my pregnancy, I still have morning sickness every single day. And everybody has given me a whole host of things to try to feel better with, blah, 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 which I am super grateful for. But I'm also just, I've accepted the fact that I have morning sickness and I manage it in a way that I best know how. And that best way is Saltines. I sleep with Saltines to the side of my bed. First thing I do when I wake up in the morning is eat Saltines. And you know, it's actually really great because I don't have to get on the scale because I've already eaten. So, you know, obviously you would never get on the scale with something in your body. So I have Saltines everywhere I go and they are absolute lifesavers. It's super funny because my husband has become obsessed with Saltines and he eats every last Saltine in the house. And we actually got into a tiff the other week because not only did he eat all the Saltines, including the ones that I keep in my handbag when I bring to work with me, but then he keeps them on the very top shelf of our cabinet where I can't reach them. And, you know, me being the emotional bitch that I am, proceeded to lay into him. So, babe, when you do listen to this episode, I'm really sorry. And if you could please buy some more Saltines, I would greatly appreciate it. The second thing that is currently saving my life is prenatal vitamin gummies. I know, gummies. Olivia, grow up. But no, let me tell you about the history of me taking vitamins. Number one, I don't usually take vitamins on a regular basis, kind of like only when I get in the mood to take something that I think is going to help, like biotin or something to make my hair and nails grow. But of course, when you're pregnant and you need a lot of folic acid, so prenatal vitamins are essential. And I was taking the one a day, which are fantastic. I have nothing bad to say about them. It's two pills, but they definitely taste vitamin-y when they go down the throat. And for me, coupled with my morning sickness, it just, every time I took them, it was absolute torture. And so I actually started taking them at night, thinking that after a full day of food in my belly, and by food in my belly, I mean a lot of food in my belly, that it might make me feel better, but it absolutely didn't. So my doctor actually had me go off of my prenatal vitamins for about a week to see if my nausea got any better. I've pretty much tried everything under the sun, and no, it did not make my nausea feel better. So I, of course, went back on my vitamins. But I decided to experiment, and I decided to get some vitamin gummies because candy. Like, it looks like candy. When I see them, I actually get excited to take them. And I have to say that even though I am still nauseous, I fully enjoy taking my vitamin gummies. I have them at night. I basically treat them like a dessert. And one of my good friends recently told me that they're not that good for you. But, you know, again, this goes back to the whole everybody reads things on forums. Nobody knows what's actually good or not. I just listened to my doctor. And if my doctor did not say anything bad about them, then you know what? Prenatal vitamin gummies it is. So that is number two on my list. Number three. And this, I think, is going to spur a super big conversation, but cocoa butter. I have been using cocoa butter since the beginning of my pregnancy just because, you know, not only are you supposed to prevent stretch marks, but I honestly like the smell of it. And I used to use the stick one as chapstick as a kid in high school. So it actually like brings back super fond memories for me. And I will tell you this, moisturizing your belly, your thighs, your breasts is great. You are still going to get stretch marks. And I do have stretch marks at this current phase of my pregnancy in the second trimester, and I really hate them. Like, I see them and they make me sad, and I'm just like, I tried to do everything I could to prevent you, and oh, am I gaining too much weight that my body's growing too quickly, and that's why I have these marks? It just gives me a whole complex for all of the reasons why I have them. And then I kind of have to center myself and just think about the fact that, you know, just because you don't see them on Instagram doesn't mean that they don't exist. And to be honest with you, they do exist. They exist all over. And it's just something to deal with. I mean, the second that the little bebe comes, they do say that they go away. And I think that they are also signs of everything that is happening. I know that in the moment, it is like really hard to just look in the mirror and see them and see how much is changing to your body. But then when you actually take a second to think about why your body is changing so much, and it's such a blessing, you just know that the cocoa butter, you know, it was more of a symbol than anything else. So I do still love cocoa butter. I use it every single day, but it is not going to prevent stretch marks. If anything, it just helps to moisturize the skin, which, to be honest with you, is really necessary as well. But I don't think that you can avoid stretch marks. And you know what? At this point, you shouldn't want to, or at least I should be telling this to myself. I shouldn't want to, because of all the wonderful things that it does symbolize. But it takes some time to actually get to that place. I think in the beginning, when so much is changing and happening to your body, you have a hard time like really dealing with all the changes so much. And, you know, in the beginning, when you have this like ferocious hunger and you're gaining all this weight and you feel sick, you know, it's really hard to just like come back to the center and think about, you know, the miracle of life that is inside of you. And I think for me, before you see a bump, before you know anything externally is happening, that makes it even harder, because it's like, oh my God, I feel all of these different ways and I don't even feel pregnant. That's, I think, something that is kind of a shame about the first trimester and not being able to share anything with anybody, is because you kind of like feel like you're keeping this secret. But it's such a wonderful secret and you want to like scream it from the rooftop, but you also can't, because one, you don't know what, God forbid, could happen. And two, I think it's also like special to kind of have just that moment of quiet before everybody finds out and everybody starts sharing their opinions and everybody starts asking 9 zillion fucking questions. So, you know, in the beginning, I kind of felt, and I think this is part of the reason why I'm here today, actually getting to this podcast, is you have no one to talk to. And I, you know, obviously I talked to my husband, but like, he has absolutely no idea what these cramps and this gas feels like. I mean, I woke up in the middle of the night last night, and my husband is so good about always like waking up when I wake up. And he's like, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm terrible. I have terrible pain in my belly. And I did. I just like had to go to the bathroom. It just like, it was so harsh, but I can't explain that other than like, I have pain, you know? Unless you experience it, you don't know what that pain is. So it's kind of like this, you know, juxtaposition of like amazing specialness and like kind of like super hard secrecy. And, you know, that's the journey of the first trimester. So speaking of secrecy, one of the things that I promise to do on this podcast is to be really open and honest and share every single thing that I am experiencing with all of you. And one of those big things I know that everybody is waiting for is a gender reveal. And I promise you that I will gender reveal on this podcast. But right now, I am not gender revealing. And the reason why I'm not gender revealing is a couplefold. First and foremost, you know, I actually have really been enjoying the privacy that all of you have allowed me to have during this pregnancy. And I'm actually super appreciative of that. And I think part of that was like, this is the first time that I am pregnant. I am the first of my sisters. And so it's a lot to experience and learn. I had to get to a place where I felt like okay to share all of the things that were happening to me, because in the beginning I was like a little bit ashamed, in the sense that, oh, if I gain too much weight, oh, I have stretch marks, oh, I'm not feeling well, oh, my body literally can't move some days. Some days I can barely freaking walk. And it's like, you know, then of course I see people like 8 months pregnant who are, you know, fucking running marathons. And I'm never going to be one of those people. And I don't have one of those bodies. So that I would say is first and foremost. I think the second thing is, you know, when in Judaism, which I am Jewish, pregnancy is such a gift. And it's something that you really keep close, because you just never know what's going to happen. And I think right now, as more time passes, I'm going to share more and more. But I'm also enjoying really letting the journey happen. And as I get further along and make sure that everything is good and every doctor's appointment, everything is, you know, looking A-okay, then I will get to a place where I will be ready to share. But I promise you that that is coming, and I would never hold out on you. And speaking of doctor's appointments, I will just tell you this absolutely hilarious story. But I went to my 20-week scan a few weeks back, and This is where they basically really measure every single body part on the baby to make sure that everything is looking right. And I'm laying there on the table, my husband's next to me, and the woman who was doing the scan was not super friendly. You know, I really think these people should be nicer and they should be, you know, more positive, because I was just looking at her face and she was making me worried. And I kept saying, like, everything okay? And she's like, I'll let the doctor tell you. And I'm like, okay, I'm literally dying here. Like, what's going on? But at one point, I really felt like I was going to, like, go to the bathroom right on the table. And I was panicking. I literally looked over at my husband, but I, like, also couldn't say anything because this woman was, like, conducting her scan and I didn't want to, like, ruin anything. And right as I, you know, in my family, we call it the beat dropping, where you just, like, know something's about to go very, very wrong. Right as the beat was maybe about to drop, she goes, oh, the baby just flipped. And it was crazy. Like, I watched the baby flip on the screen. I thought I was about to literally have diarrhea on the table. And at the time, the song My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion was playing in the room. And I was just like, this is all too weird, too meta for me. But that was actually really the first time that I, like, felt and saw the baby at the same time. Absolutely bizarre. But speaking of people who are super bizarre, no, I'm kidding. At this point in the podcast, I would absolutely be remiss, devastated, and heartbroken if I did not bring on my three very special guests, the greatest aunties to be, and my bosses, my sisters, Jackie, Claudia, and Margot Ashray.
Hey!
Hey, sisters!
Hey.
Whatever! Hey, maternity Liv.
What up, yo?
This is so exciting.
I feel like no one has ever really interviewed. I've never interviewed the three of you.
Is that what's going to happen today?
That is absolutely what's going to happen today. But with more, you know, obviously maternity centric.
Of course.
Life balance questions. But feel free to just kind of add in anything you want to add.
You know, we always do.
I feel like I've never been interviewed before. Have I?
You get interviewed when you come on the toast, when it's a snitch on
not
the toast
really.
Situation.
Everyone are, like, knows me.
We did an All Four Sisters podcast, Margo, you were kind of interviewed there.
Yeah. I think this should just be an interview of Snitch.
No. Honestly, like, I refuse.
Okay.
Well, Liv, that's why you've never been interviewed.
We're all ants in the making. Some of us have already been ants.
You're the only one who hasn't been.
I know. Very exciting.
But an ant of a dog and an ant of a human
are the same thing.
A little bit different.
Don't even come for me. It's the same thing.
I'm on Claudia's side.
Thank you, Margo.
Did you breastfeed your dog? I don't know.
I plan on it when I get home tonight.
If only he would take.
If only he would let me.
Okay, so the first question that I want to ask you guys is, what is the biggest thing about pregnancy that you have learned from my experience? Like, anything that shocked you when you were kids, did you think something about pregnancy that you now learned is not the case or maybe is very much the case?
I think that people throwing up, like, every morning has shocked me because I didn't think that was a real thing. But you literally throw up, like, all the time. And I was shocked. Like, you would stop in the middle of the street to throw up in a garbage. And, like, I just didn't think that was actually possible.
I think for me, it's just, like, learning about all these new treacheries. You know, I'm getting really excited listening to your podcast before 30 minutes you talking about your hips getting locked. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, yeah. I've heard of morning sickness. I've heard of the nausea. I've heard of the gas. I never heard of your hips getting locked. So I look forward to that.
Right. Like, the morning sickness, nausea, et cetera, is how I live my life every day as a non-pregnant person. But hips locking will be new for me.
Yeah, like a 90-year-old geriatric.
But, you know, maybe you would have a different experience. I really hope for that for you.
Yeah.
But
I wonder if, like, us all being related will mean we have the same types of pregnancy.
Ooh, I'd be interested to see if that happens.
Look at Courtney and Kim.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Courtney and Kim.
I think
that's
it also really depends on what you're having, too. Or so they say. A lot of these things are old wives' tales. You actually, like, never know. But
are you, did you ever see the movie What to Expect When You're Expecting?
I have.
I think it's a great movie.
Yeah, I'm definitely not the Brooklyn Decker.
No, you're Elizabeth Banks.
Totally.
I would love to be a Brooklyn Decker who just, like, farts out two twins.
But I will say, Elizabeth Banks, she still, like, looked great.
Oh,
you know?
She was,
like,
the wrong person for that role.
She's still Elizabeth Banks.
Right.
She's a Brooklyn Decker to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
That's a good movie to watch.
Have you been reading books and, like, doing, like, research when watching movies?
I watched this PBS special called 9 Months Till I Made You, and do not watch it.
Have you been watching, like, birthing videos?
I was just going to ask you that.
I watched a birthing simulation. Zach and I are going to do a class soon, so there's definitely a lot to learn. But, again, this goes back to what I was talking about earlier. It's, like, I hate other people's, like, advice and things. So unless it's, like, recommended by a real professional, I just, you know, I don't want to know it because you just don't know. It might be that person's isolated situation.
When you should do that thing that they did on The Bachelorette of like they put the feeling of labor like on men's stomachs and then they like get these sensations of what it feels like to be in labor on Zach.
What's like that episode of Friends? What is hurts more for a woman to be in labor?
Wow, Jackie with the Friends reference. The
wow.
When I told Ben's parents in the Bahamas that you were pregnant, the first thing Ben's mom said to me, she was telling me exactly what to tell you to tell people who were like sharing their experiences with you. So she said, this is what you should say to people. Because it's honestly really overwhelming for someone to be like, this happened to my friend. Or like, who gives a shit? It's not going to happen to you. So she said, this is what you should say to people. Thank you so much. I'm not taking stories right now.
I'm super down for that.
No, and I honestly thought it was great advice.
It really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can honestly do that for anything in your life.
I'm
you
not
know?
Taking stories
in
right
now. In
lieu
of stories, I'll be accepting gifts.
Yeah, or yep. charitable donations.
Exactly. Margo, getting back to that point about this show, 9 months I made you.
Yes.
I will tell you that the whole thing is about everything that could possibly go wrong during everything going on in the first, second, and third trimester. And basically the genetic defects that come from things going wrong that might not, that might be environmental, that might just be like nothing in your control. So no, I'm
What's
not really watching.
What's the point of making a show
watching
like that?
That. Yeah.
Why did they even make that show? Why did that get the green light?
Like, it should be called How to Scare Pregnant Women.
There's
PBS,
nothing you can do about
it.
It's
terrible. But what I've been reading.
PBS, that's our taxpayer dollars.
I just read the Jessica Simpson memoir, which does have some elements of motherhood.
Definitely.
In it. I cried so many times reading that. I mean, I cry in general all the
did
time.
Did you finish
now.
It?
I did finish it.
Oh, you got to come on the Redheads.
Oh, recap. Is it on
your TNN
crossover? Your TNN sister.
By the way, happily, and I thought it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I just, again, I'm all for raw, open honesty. And I really felt like
it
she
was
delivered that.
Yeah, it inspires you to just want to be like totally honest with people about what you're going through because it means so much to the person listening mm-hmm. who's going through the same thing.
100%. And she was also like very in touch with so many things that happened in her life. Like I know we joke that sometimes right. we have amnesia, we don't remember things, but honestly, I really don't remember things from my childhood in the level of detail that she did. I think part of that was journaling. Yep. It really made me want to start journaling. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Taylor Swift makes me want to journal, but like I just don't have the bandwidth to do it.
The journaling is really incredible. I feel like the level of detail that I have with my planner is the only way I can know what I was doing. Like, and I could actually tell you what I did every day for the past 6 years because I have all of my planners.
100%.
But not for my childhood. I wasn't a planner then.
I was actually journaling in my childhood. Do you guys remember my
Of course,
password?
It was voice activated.
Oh, yep. What was that called? Like password secret friend?
It was one of those like things you got in a toy store that was a journal that had a password protected voice activated lock. What the hell did you used to write in there?
I used to write crazy shit. Like
what?
No, like, you know, like,
oh my God.
I was like a teenage rebel, so I'd be like, I hate, like, I
say
don't know.
It, say
you
it.
You hate your sister. Yeah, I'd be like, I hate my family. Like, I, like.
Say it. By the way, we need to go into the archives and find that fucking journal.
It's definitely, like, in the garbage. Like,
when Jackie and I were kids, we used to, like, cut off chunks of our hair and lock it in a box.
But that's what normal kids
fucking
do.
Fucking weird, though.
That's why normal. Is that normal?
All kids do that. At one point, they like secretly cut their hair and like kept a piece of it in their drawer.
And then they have a pit for the rest of their lives that their parents are going to find it.
And we used to wear sweatbands to cover it up.
Oh my God.
Well, remember when I kept my own hair and I just left pieces of it around the house for people to find?
And we were like matching whose hair it is.
Only yours. You're the lightest of us all.
True.
Okay, back to aunties. So what kind of aunties do you think you're going to be?
I think we're going to be aunties of the Sneetches variety for sure.
But Jackie, ooh, really? Like, what does that mm-hmm. actually mean?
Oh, I mean, it's like what the love that we have for Theo and like the fact that he's not even technically human, but he is just everything of the sort to
Excuse
us.
Excuse me? What did you just say?
It's just a technicality because he like walks on all fours.
I'm literally,
so
I'm telling Theo.
So do babies. Yeah,
Snitch.
Babies, then they like grow and then
Theo's
they're no
growing.
Longer
Maybe
like Theo.
He's going to grow.
Then they're, okay, can I just say the wonderful things I was going to say about my love for Theo or no?
Yeah, go.
That we just love Theo so much, and he just is, our whole life revolves around him. Like, honestly, he should be here right now, and the fact that he's not, it's ruining my day. And it just makes your day to see him. So I just think we are totally going to be the aunties that spoil the creature.
Yeah, I'm going to buy the kid whatever the fuck the kid wants. Yeah,
Claudia wants to be on stroller patrol.
I just want to buy the kid everything. Like, I just feel like that's going to be me. Rich aunt.
We're going to be the aunties to the stars.
Totally.
What excites you about being an auntie? For the second time.
Excitement excites me.
I'm excited to put all of my love and excitement into this vessel that eventually will be able to reciprocate it towards me.
That's Jackie's fair. So I'm excited because I've never, ever held a baby. been around a baby, like what? Had like a really? Relationship with a baby ever. I've never really held a baby.
You don't know any babies? I don't really either.
Wait, no. Did one of your friends just have a baby?
I haven't been yet. So it's I'll probably hold that baby before I hold yours. Yeah,
get some practice.
Yeah. So see, I'm Margo, excited to like have that relationship.
I have literally the opposite. Like every child I know or like see, I literally like eat their faces in random elevators. Like I'm obsessed with kids. Like I think they're so fucking cute. Now that I'm going to be related to one, like I actually will love it. That's fucking sick. Like I'm literally going to go to Olivia's apartment every day and just like fucking make out with a kid. Like I just think kids are so fucking cute. Like
I think you should just be changing
the locks.
Also, I just can't wait to like physically attack a child that like it's not weird that I love the kid now. Like loving some random kid I ran into at like a school
in
fair
the elevator
is weird.
I'm so excited because we're gonna have a real camper in the family. But the crazy thing about this camper is that eventually this camper, God willing, when we all have kids, is gonna be the counselor.
Yeah.
It's a camper counselor
it's
situation.
It's gonna be you, Olivia. Like you were the oldest.
Yeah. Momager City.
It's hard to keep referring to this child as it. Without revealing its gender.
It's rude.
It is rude.
It's a person. I know. I actually, like, at work or whatnot, when I talk about the baby and I'm like, it all the time. And it does feel super degrading to the child. But I know that the child knows why I'm doing it.
The child will forgive you.
It.
And you know what? At the end of the day, who are we doing this for? The children.
I want to switch gears a little bit in this conversation because the three of you, you know, you have risen the ranks under the Businesswoman Special to become businesswomen of your own. And so you all have very active lives, very busy lives. You do shows and podcasts and, you know, everything of the sort. And I want to know, like, how you guys balance it all. And, like, what do you do when, like, you're feeling down or, like, you need a source of advice or somebody that you can, like, count on that, like, always makes you feel better?
I feel like I don't balance anything because all I do is work and I don't have kids. So
worry you?
Yeah, I think a lot about how, like, when I was, like, growing up or, like, even in my teenage years, I was always like, I want to be married and I have my first kid at 25. And I'm fucking 25 now and, like, I'm not even close to being ready. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that, like, I just want to keep working and touring. And I know when I have a kid, I'm going to want to stop and I just don't want to stop yet. So that, like, gives me a pit because I already have, like, no balance in my life. Like, it's fucking 8 p.m. and we're podcasting. Like, I have a pit about that. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you do.
Interesting. I mean, I think that there are ways that you can still do all those things, just maybe not tour.
I know. It's just like women can do it all, but like, can we?
No, at a we'll certain see. Point, like a woman who's 9 months pregnant, like actually can't fly to be on a tour.
Physically right. can't physically do
physically
it all.
Can't
it's more
do
so logistically. Like how you define it all. Like if you feel like satiated with everything going on in your life, like that is you having it all.
Yeah, I know, but I like what I'm doing right now. You know?
Yeah, then keep doing you, girl.
I know. I just have a pit about it.
What about you, Margo? You are one busy ass bitch.
I'm so fucking tired. Like, I can't even tell you.
So are you going to have kids soon?
And, yeah, for sure. I'm actually,
and be even more tired?
I'm actually expecting.
Maternity live exclusive.
News alert.
Maternity snitch. Plot twist.
I don't really like balance it per se. Like, I hate that question because it's like, I just fucking do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't.
You do it till you can't no more.
Yeah, like, I just do it. I have no choice because everything that I do, like, I have to do it. So it's totally. Not like I'm balancing
you got
anything.
To get
okay, so
Mario,
can we explore that? Like, do you ever say no to anything?
No, but I actually have made this new rule in my life that I'm not going to do anything that I don't want to do. So like if you invite me to a dinner and I don't like the people there, I'm saying no. Like,
so Margaret, you're saying no to life.
I'm saying no to life. Like I'm doing the things that I want to do and that I have to do and everything.
Claps for Margo. But Margo, that is having balance. Like,
right.
Just
but then
no.
I fear that means like, I'm just going to lose my like social life.
No. So last year, my resolution was saying no to life. Like I was just done doing shit. And my resolution this year is to say yes to life because I found I was staying in so much and had like no life and like was really like pushing people away that I care about, you know?
Maybe it's like right, about saying maybe to life.
Yeah,
you know?
It's sick saying we'll see to life.
Yeah. I'll say we'll see.
When it comes to balance also, I feel like we're all so busy. So it's like, how do you balance being busy with like taking care of yourself? But then I also, everybody in the world struggles with balance, like even people who are unemployed. So they need to balance the fact that they're not busy. Like everyone is trying to achieve balance. And I don't think balance is something that you just like land on one day and you're like, I'm a balanced person. It's just like something you always have in the back of your mind is something that you need to do so that you take the time for yourself, but like 100% balance is not a reality for anyone, whether you're busy or not busy.
100% agree.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think like if you think that you have balance and you probably don't,
right.
You probably created this swirl of a life that you can't keep up with, and or you probably should be doing a little bit more to like keep yourself a little preoccupied.
A little too balanced.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, totally. And the last question I have for you lovely ladies is, I feel like a lot has changed for me since I've been pregnant. Like I'm super emo, really introspective. I say no to a lot. And so I just wonder, do you think my being pregnant has changed anything for you guys? And if so, elaborate.
Honestly, for me, it hasn't sunk in yet. Like every time I think about it, I have to remind myself, like it's not the reality yet. So I feel like I'm just like going through the motions of like you being pregnant and talking about how much it's going to change things, but it hasn't like sunk into my brain that like this is this end of an era, start of an age.
No, totally. It's like, I'm obviously really happy, but I'm like kind of freaked out.
Me too. Yeah, I'm
and it's not even happening to me.
It's like, we'll never take another vacation of just adults drinking spring break like how we always do.
Totally.
I know.
You know?
Like and the child
can,
in
and
me.
And I can say, I can realize that and I can say that, but I can't process what it means to like feel that and realize that those days are different. They're not over, but yeah, they're different.
But it's just like a really, truly a new phase in everyone's life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it makes you feel any better, half the time I forget that I'm pregnant and then like I look down or like I get up and I'm like, oh, fuck.
No. Are you scared?
I'm not scared. I'm really excited. What I'm kind of scared about is like I'm only halfway through and I just feel like I'm really like struggling a lot. And mm-hmm. I just can't imagine like another 5 months of just even more where my body's expanding even more, more weight, more everything. And I'm just like, that's what I worry about, like being able to like keep doing it in the sense that going to work and just like being a person, I can't lay around all day.
Is the weight like fucking with you mentally? Because you lost so much weight for your wedding.
It is definitely fucking me.
Pregnancy brain.
By the way, pregnancy brain is so real. Yeah. I can't even explain to you. It's definitely fucking with me. I mean, I went to the gym last week. I literally cried 3 times just like on the mat because I like couldn't move.
Yeah.
He has to like help me get up. I used to fucking deadlift like 200 pounds and now I'm back in that same environment. I can't get up off the floor. Mm-hmm. I worked out with Margo the other day and he literally killed Margo because there was nothing to do with me, you know? It was just like me laying there on my back, you know?
Yes, and
like
I cried Margo, 3 times too.
Margo was being such a trooper, really taking it for me, but I know that I can get my weight back under control because I did it not that long ago.
Yeah,
it's just like I went from being in Italy on my honeymoon to just basically nonstop eating for the past 5-6 months, and that's what's really hard is like you can't get it under control. I only feel good when I'm eating. My doctor even told me to like eat a light snack before bed so that I'm not nauseous. Like eating is the way to salvation. In this
also,
situation.
You have to. There's a child growing inside.
100%. 100%. So it's like that's what's hard is just like knowing that my belly is going to get so big, I'm not going to see my toes and I'm really not going to be able to walk. Like I make jokes like it's hard for me to stand up right now and like move a little. But like there could come a day where like it really takes me like 10 minutes to get up. You
but
know?
If it makes you feel better, I'm not pregnant and I pretty much can't see my toes.
Yeah. And I like can't sit in the car without getting nauseous. And I wake up every morning wanting to throw up. So. Yeah.
What was the question you asked?
I always need a light snack before bed. So.
And yeah.
Yeah. No, what, my was question was like, if what has changed for you finding out that I'm pregnant?
Oh, like literally everything. Is that anyone else? Like life is so different.
Do you think it's actually different or you know it's going to be so you think of it
yeah,
as
no,
different?
Yeah, no, like it's maybe. Not different for me right now because personally I'm still the same. Like I'm still doing what I was doing before you were pregnant and now while you're pregnant. I think it's like the sheer fact that there's going to be like a human added to the family that I just can't wrap my head around until it's time.
That's the part I'm like most excited about. It's like there's so much happening. Yeah, we're never going to take another spring break trip. But like, fuck yeah, there's going to be a baby. Like,
by the way, we are
rocks.
Totally going to take another spring break trip, you know?
What are we going to do with the kid?
Where are we going to go?
If it's a family trip, like we'll definitely bring the kid and like Zach can do it. You know, a good job of watching. Or like, you know, there will be times that I will come on a sister's trip and like Zach... Family, someone can we'll watch the in. Kid as well. So
it, honestly, it's similar to Theo.
Yeah.
I know it's so fucked up to keep comparing like a real breathing human to Theo, who is also human, but it's similar in the sense of it's like a huge responsibility.
Yeah, no, it's a huge responsibility.
Like the life of this living thing is now your responsibility.
No, like it makes me sad that like I can't come away with you guys this weekend.
I know.
I just like, I'm also not going to be like the party ruiner. Like I want to be out at 11, but I'm not going to be.
No.
So like, what is the point of me going?
Agreed.
You know, I need
Agreed.
To lay on my couch.
Yeah. Do what you got to do. It's all about you.
It's all about me. And that's what I've actually kind of liked about it is like, I never really like put myself first. Like, I'm just a person that always, like, I do what I have to do for everybody else around me. And, like, I show up where I need to show up and I do the best that I can. But, like, it's actually been really liberating to say no to a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, not actually give a fuck about anything. So, Margot, I'm basically in the same boat as you. We're both pregnant.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to tell you guys 20 minutes ago.
Sounds like all four of us are pregnant. One day, hopefully.
I think I'll be the type of person that, like, in 10 years from now, if I don't want to do something, I'll be like, well, I was pregnant 10 years ago. So, like, no.
Totally. That's so you.
No, then you'll be like, no, I have kids. Like, I can't.
Yeah, no. Right. I know. Well, anyways, sisters, thank you so much for joining me in the inaugural podcast of Maternity Live. I don't think it would have been the same without you guys.
Congrats on your pregnancy and your podcast.
Yeah. Thank welcome you. To the TNN family.
Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah. Thrilled to be here.
We are the Von Trapps of podcasting. Did you know that?
I did.
We just don't stop
podcasting. And we run away from Nazis.
Exactly.
I just don't think that we can ever stop talking. That's the thing. No. We have so much to say.
I actually don't think there's a family that podcasts more than us now. Every single one of us has a show.
Oh, yeah.
Some of us multiple.
We're the Von Cast family.
Wow. I think you need a new name for TNN.
The Von Casts.
Stop.
Well, that concludes episode one of Maternity Live. I am so excited to continue to bring all things real talk, pregnancy, life, work-life balance to you whenever I can, which will hopefully be every week. But I know that if I can't do every week, people will forgive me. Please send me any feedback, advice, questions you want me to answer, topics you want me to cover. You know, if you hate the format, if you love the format, obviously you can find me on Instagram at Olivia Ashray. You can reach out to my bosses at the Toast News Network and complain to them. You can, write on Facebook, email me. I promise you I will use all my sleuthing skills to figure out what you want to tell me when you want to tell me it. So thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Thank you for appreciating everything that I'm going to share with you. There will be tears, there will be laughter, but this is for all of us who never had a place before to share all the things that we wanted to share and just fucking say that life is hard and be really okay with screaming that from the rooftop. So love you all. Thank you so much. See you next week.